Hello, my babies. Welcome to another episode of Figuring It Out with Jen. I am your host, Jennifer, aka Jen. I hope you guys are having an amazing week so far and you are enjoying Easter that just passed. So we're going to get into this week's episode. I'm not sure if I talked about, I want to talk about boundaries. I'm not sure if I made an episode about boundaries, but if I did, this will be a part two to it. I'm pretty sure I did, but anyways, I digress. So please excuse if you hear like any rattling or any type of noise, because as often when I'm driving, I tend to get these urges to record podcasts. So I'm like, you know what, let's just go ahead and do the podcast. So this week is going to be about boundaries and setting healthy boundaries for yourself. And this could apply to any area of your life in which you see fit. So I oftentimes have to set boundaries when it comes to business-related things and relationships. I mean, you should have boundaries in every type of relationship you have. Whatever level of relationship is, there should be some set of boundaries, okay? And setting healthy boundaries. Now, this could look very different depending on the type of person you are, what works for you and what doesn't work for you, and only you know that. So take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't, okay? Now, setting healthy boundaries for me is first I have to identify what does boundaries mean for me. How does it look for me? How not only does it affect me, but does it affect the other party involved in the situation? That's one of the first things that I look into it. One of the second things I look into it is this a realistic boundary for me? Because I feel like oftentimes individuals set boundaries and they're unrealistic, or they set boundaries that they expect other people to uphold, but they can't uphold them for themselves. So make sure when you're setting boundaries that it is something that you're able to also follow through as well. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit. It might be a boundary in which you're not required to reciprocate whatever that boundary is set, okay? In those incidents, don't worry about it. But I have a philosophy as if, same thing like with my podcast, I'm not going to speak on something if I haven't experienced it and I haven't had any type of success or growth from that situation, okay? Now, the third thing that I would recommend is to really practice and hold on to what does accountability look like for you and the other party involved in the situation. Are you going to be loose-based? Are you going to be authoritative? Are you going to be passive? Is it going to be neutral? What is the accountability going to be? And what are the consequences for not being accountable for setting this boundary? One of the main reasons why boundaries end up being broken is people don't consider the steps that I have stated previously. They let one step go, and then soon the second step and the third step go, and so on and so on. You have to keep yourself accountable, and I would say that's the most important thing in setting boundaries is the accountability, because if you have a strong accountability system, you're not even going to want to break it in the first place. And I would say the second most important thing would be the type of boundary that you're setting. Is it realistic? Is it realistic for yourself? Is it realistic for the other party involved? Because you might set boundaries for someone, and they're incapable of doing it. So boundaries it could be very in-depth when you really dissect it and you take it apart, because you have to know the type of communication style that works best for the individuals that you're setting these boundaries with, and vice versa. Because if you're setting boundaries for someone and they're incapable, they don't even have the mental capacity to even follow through on the boundary that you need, that you want to uphold, that you set for yourself, that's setting yourself up for failure and the other person up for failure, okay? Another thing that I will strongly, strongly recommend is give yourself a time frame. Some boundaries, you know, require a lifelong boundary. Some boundaries is temporary. So you need to figure out, is this going to be a long-term boundary or a short-term boundary? That's another way. Okay? As far as being able to carry all these steps, it doesn't matter if you stop. Let's just say you break one of the steps in the process. The biggest thing is for people to not give up and to not follow through. Okay? So ask yourself, what is going on? That's why I say accountability is one of the most important things. Ask yourself, how important is this boundary for me and how realistic is this boundary going to be? What kind of accountability system can I put in place that's going to make me not want to break it? It should be enough that you care about yourself enough to set these boundaries and to follow through with it. But as life happens and then, you know, different dynamics play, outside forces, your environment, et cetera, different relationships, you know, it's easier for you to fall through the cracks. But discipline is very important when setting boundaries. You have to have discipline. Okay? You have to have discipline. But these are some things, these are some thoughts that was just running through my head, and I'm like, okay, this would be a great podcast to discuss setting boundaries and having them healthy, because sometimes, too, you know, maybe the boundaries that you're setting is not healthy. Maybe the boundaries that you're doing or you're trying to set is not going to work in the present moment, currently. They might be more beneficial later on at a later date when, you know, you have more information or something else happens or maybe your life changes. These are some strong things that people need to consider when setting boundaries, and it's just so easy for you to fall through the cracks and to not follow through and to not have discipline, to not have accountability, and to not have realistic expectations for you and others. And oftentimes, people don't even really think about, you know, how it affects others. Okay? People set boundaries for a reason. All right? And most of the time, when boundaries are set, they are set in a capacity to protect oneself or to protect someone else. So there's all different kind of things at play when setting up boundaries and things you need to consider. And, I mean, you might be the type of person that doesn't want to consider, you know, other people's feelings or what will be the consequence of doing this, you know? And sometimes, you know, setting boundaries could be very difficult. It could be very draining. It could be very damaging to a relationship. But it's needed for your personal growth. And I have this saying that I practice that it says, if it is costing my peace, and this goes for whether it's a person, whether it's a thing, if it is costing me my peace, it must go. That's something that I live by. I'm not saying that's something that you should live by, but that's something that I live by. And that doesn't mean that I don't engage in conflict or run away from conflict or difficult situations. What I mean by that is, let's take that a little bit deeper, is I don't allow consistent conflict and chaos in my life. At this present moment in my life, I'm not dealing with it. I haven't been dealing with it for 2-3 years, you know, but I swear once you hit the 30s, I don't know, it's like a light bulb hit. It's like, dang, man, I wish I would have known some of these gems that I'd be spitting to people. Well, not literally spitting, but just, you know, dropping knowledge to people in my 20s. But you know what? I don't regret anything. But, yeah. It must go. You know, I contemplate. I don't jump the gun. I don't be impulsive anymore. I really sit down and I weigh the pros and the cons. And I also ask myself, What part do I play in this? Because whether you believe it or not, you play a part in anything that you do, whether it's good, whether it's negative. Okay? That's something to really, you know, be real about. Oftentimes people like to point the finger or not to take accountability, and they don't want to point to themselves. And you play a part. You know, it might not be a significant part, but you do play a part in everything that you do. Everything that happens to you, you play a part. And I have this philosophy I live by now is find the positive in the negative. And sometimes right away, you know, you can't find the positive, you know, depending on what happened and the time frame the negative occurrence happened. You know, if something negative just happened to me right now, I'm pretty sure I am not about to be looking for the positive at first. give me about 20 minutes and then I'll start looking. Okay, I hope this episode helped you guys and is a great tool for you and maybe someone else. So make sure you share the podcast. I still haven't decided. I know I announced in my last podcast if I was going to continue the podcast or not. But you guys let me know. You know, hit me up on my social media. You know, let me know how the podcast has helped you, how it has helped you grow. What are the pros from it? What are the cons from it? You know, I would love to get feedback. Shoot me an email. You know, I always have all that information in my description bar. Let me know how you feel. Like, do you want me to continue doing this podcast? Or not, you know, I appreciate, you know, everyone's feedback, good, bad. You are an essential part of the podcast, but let me know. I still haven't decided. I'm still up in the air, but as of right now, I'll be recording episodes. Just expect episodes to drop. I don't know when, just when I feel like dropping them. But I thank you for supporting me and returning back and rating the podcast and leaving feedback. I appreciate all that. And just know that doesn't go unnoticed. My ICU award for this week is going to be myself because I have a lot of things in the work. I am going to be doing some more business ventures and really just focusing on my business right now and anything that is not where the money resides. I'm moving far away from it and just trying to figure out what direction my life is going to go. I have several different directions. I'm just trying to figure out everything because I want to do everything at once, but I realize I'm going to have to, again, set boundaries and make sure my boundaries are realistic and I follow through with them. So without further ado, I'm going to end this podcast. I hope you liked it. Thank you, and tune in to the next time I drop a podcast.